Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, America. And indeed, it is a good morning. Morning's here at our Morning at the Mansion show. And I am Marlo Mosley, your host. And I am here with my amazing, beautiful, sold-out co-host, Laura Kelly.
And this is the day that the Lord has made.
And we will rejoice and be glad in it. So good morning, America.
Good morning.
And we are here this morning. I'm just telling you, we're so excited about being here because we are doing our part two of our great topic of good seed and bad soil. Okay? But I'm telling you, we talked about a lot of the different soils last week, but we're going to be talking about that plentiful soil.
Yes.
This week, and the seed in this topic represents our heart. And the soil in this topic represents people, places, and things. Okay?
Yes.
And it just, you know, the Lord is just speaking to our heart today, and that, you know, He's wanting us to make sure that we are lined up on the parallel.
Yes.
With Him, and that, you know, because He loves us just that much to take the time in Matthew chapter 13. To talk to us from verse 1 through 58 about getting it right, okay? Making sure that we know the difference of what's going on in the world, what's going on in the hearts and minds of people, and that we be mindful to continue to also have a discernment of where we're putting our feet, okay? It's so amazing, yeah, to hear Him talk to us, and we're just going to go deeper in this word today, Laura. Last week was so amazing.
Yes.
We had to do a part two. Yes. Right?
Yes, right.
And you seem pretty excited today.
I'm excited.
So just from the little nuggets of what, you know, was imparted in our teaching last week, what did you take away last week from the impartation?
Well, I'm learning a lot. I'm learning the word is coming more alive now because of things that I've been through in the past. And things that I didn't understand and things that God had to take away and cleanse me. And so the word is not coming to life to me because of what I've been through. Back in the days, I didn't understand why I was going through or why things happened and why just so many things were happening. And now that I'm reading it, it's like it's becoming more life because I'm getting the understanding of what to do, not to do. So it's, we read the word and we learn about His word. It just comes to life, and it's just so much.
It is. It's tangible.
Yes.
It's even, not that it wasn't real being, but I just, from just listening to your heart, I just believe that things that I really hear God speaking to us about as we are in evangelism, that we have to go deeper. Yes, we're going to have to go deeper to really hear the heart of God. And be wholehearted as we are hearing to be able to walk this out. That's where we get all of our strength. Well, of course, we know we have authority and dominion and all of that, but you really have to have the strength and the knowledge. And we are in the time of revelation knowledge. And when you go into the depth, He reveals and He reveals and He reveals. And you're like, oh my gosh, I never knew that. And we were saying last week that also, as you read this, because I've read Matthew 13 before.
Yeah, me too.
But it's just so different
today
when we read it because of the revelation. But I believe now the Lord really trusts our capacity, that we have made room for the capacity of the word in our hearts to be able to impart into people, because most of the delightful thing about being an evangelist is you are sold out to winning souls. Okay? You're a winner. You know, and I see you indirectly, but through your social media, you and your team, Susan and all of your friends, Rosa, and all you guys are out in the world, okay? With, not in the four walls of the church, because we are the church, right?
Yes.
But to see you guys represent that, and every, do y'all do that every week or once a month?
I do.
So we talking about you, Lord, okay? You do that every week, and you're on a mission to be just, you know, it's the kingdom call to feed the hungry, to clothe the, you know, the clothless, to bring shelter or that conversation to clothe them in majesty. And, you know, you guys do a lot of the shelter things, and to see you do that, That is so amazing, Laura, to have a really a heart and you deal with zeal and passion and all of that. But we're going to come back and talk about that. We're going to, we got 2 minutes in this conversation, and we will, we're going to take our first caller. We have our caller this morning on the line, and we're going to say good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you there? Good morning. So we
good morning.
Not-
how are you?
So we just going to keep it moving until we can hear. Hello?
Good morning.
Well, good morning. How are you today?
Wonderful, Evangelist.
Oh, my gosh. It's so amazing to hear your voice, Apostle. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. Excellent subject. Excellent subject.
This is actually part two, Apostle, putting that good seed in that bad soil. We just want to talk to the world about that today.
Exactly. Exactly. It was excellent. Excellent. I was just receiving some good things, and I just wanted to chime in and let you know I was here praying for the show. And I know that God is using your voice, you and the co-host, you know, all over America and around the world. And so we're going to see some great things come up.
Well, I'm so grateful. We're ready to see the fruit of the world today.
Exactly. I just wanted to mention one thing. It's amazing even when Jesus went by the fig tree, and the fig tree was supposed to be bearing fruit, and he cursed the tree because it wasn't producing what it was meant and designed for. You know, and I wonder how many of us are right in the church and not producing. You know what I mean? And remember in Genesis, he said that you produce after your own kind. And a lot of times we refuse to reproduce. And whenever God called for something, everything that God made, he made it with a seed. And so it is able to reproduce and then reproduce again and reproduce again. And so that seed is perpetual and really eternal.
That is so true, Apostle. So true. See, that's the depth of that, that people are not really, really, really understanding what really makes that come forth. Because you have to really understand the depth of what Jesus is telling us in this parable in chapter 13. But thank you for sharing that word in Genesis about that tree, because that's the fullness of that. And if we don't do that, we will be cut off.
That's it. You know, it's just time for us to live our life, not just merely exist, but that we fully live, and that we live our life to the maximum and optimum of what God called us to be. There's, you know, I shared this a little earlier on Facebook that, you know, there's greatness in you, and don't let anyone devalue you. Don't let anybody discredit you. Whatever God has called you to be all that God has called you. God bless you.
Oh, thank you so much for that powerful word.
Thank you.
And that you had the heart to call in and encourage us today and share that amazing word with us, Apostle Burns. I love you so much. In America, Apostle Anthony Burns, which is my spiritual father, but he is the main component of who I am today and birthing new dimension in my life. So I just want to let the world know who you are, Apostle Burns.
Oh, God bless you. Enjoying the show.
Thank you so much for calling and conversating with us this morning and just talking to the world about that depth of that word that you had. And we receive that in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Well, thank you, Apostle Burns, for calling. And we're going to go to our commercial. And I will see you tonight at Spiritual Enrichment. Okay, so God bless you, sir. Thank you.
I feel so complete when I'm with you. Curiosity for you drew me into your world. My mind's so amazed by the words you speak. So safe in your arms, all my fears melt away, but
Worship Center that is in Fort Worth, Texas, for calling in and filling us in this word of God today and how tangible that word is and, you know, how he has taken us into the depth of this. And we just want to encourage the world to go to the word. Check it out for yourself. Hear what God is saying to you in this season about your season, you know, whether it be your heart, whether it be your money, or whether it be your time, because the seed comes in every form. And you have to understand that that is what that is. And so when you want to really think about and be encouraged about the soil, that's it right there. That soil is the main component, because if we are not putting our seed, we talked about time, money, or, you know, love, or, if you are not putting it in the right soil, it is not going to reproduce.
That's right.
And you're, you know, you want to see the fruit of your, you know, the harvest,
yes.
You know, that's the basic principle of life, the sowing and reaping, seed and harvest.
Mm-hmm.
That's what God talked about, and that's what the apostle was sharing with us back in Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, as he was talking about being cursing the fig tree,
mm-hmm.
I don't want God to curse me and shut me down and cut off my fruit. And I have no, because
yeah.
If he did it to the tree, and we are the tree, and the tree represents life, and if you're not producing life,
mm-hmm.
then you're producing death. It's either or. You know, because life and death are in the power of the tongue. So you have to know how you are operating and what spirit you are functioning in, because the matters of your heart is what God is listening to.
Yes.
Isn't that awesome?
It's awesome. It's all about the heart.
Yeah.
And when you don't understand, just go to the word, which
That's
is
it.
Fire.
Fire.
And he will bring you revelation and give you understanding. And you speak it as if it was, and then it shall come.
And it comes fast. Then it manifests.
It manifests.
But this is what I'm going to say this. Like it coming out of my heart trips me out. This is what trips me out is, you know, especially when you're a conduit of faith. Mm-hmm. I'm a faith person. I'm Faith Marlo. Call me Faith Marlo. But anyway, Faith Laura, right? So when
there
you have, there it is. It represents. So you have so much faith. You have so much anticipation of the manifestation. You know it's going to happen. But the very moment it happens, you be like, oh my God, are you serious, God? Really, God? And who does that, right? I catch myself doing that, and then I go into this place of repentance. I say, I'm so sorry, because you know I believed it. I knew it was gonna happen.
And then when it happens,
and then when it happens, you're like, really?
Like you shocked?
Yeah.
And God is like, really?
I know, right? And then he hits it really bad. It's so hilarious. You know, it's either that or you laugh or you cry.
Yeah.
You know, so
or both.
So it's so amazing. But I tell you, America, when you really hear the heartbeat of God, you know, and learning to pillar the men and women of God, you know, I can't be in this amazing relationship with my co-host and not pillar her. And then likewise, because I'm going to tell you, America, believe it or not, she came in, Johnny on the spot, pillaring me. Right? I met her on the pillar. Yes! On the cusp of pillaring me. And that is why we are here today and we are putting the enemy to flight on the airway.
Yes.
Because he is the author and the ruler. He tried to be of the airway. But we came to serve him notice. And, you know, one to put 1,000 to flight. Two, Laura and I put 10,000 to flight. Three, because it's y'all know we have our studio audience here, Miss Susan and Miss Salise and Anthony. Five? Is that 500,000 a flight? What? So that's, that is so amazing.
There's no ending to it.
And you understand that. So we put the enemy to notice, and knowing that, and I kind of want to share a little bit of a testimony, because, you know, there's no testimony without a test, America. So my weekend was all about understanding, putting my soil, which is my heart, every component of my soil, which is my heart, my time, my money, everything, into some bad soil. I'm going to call it like it is, because that's what it is, okay? And the manifestation of that was drama and everything to come with that. And then I thought, and then, in that, before all of that happened, I heard, I had the ear to hear, and we're going to get into that word when we come back, but I heard, had the ear to hear God tell me, stick to the original plan. I knew exactly what he was telling me. But I wanted my, you know, you can't do ministry and business with your heart. You have to do it with the word and with the instruction. And you have to do business with business. You can't mix the heart and business, because it just doesn't work. Because something drastic or unfruitful will multiply. So in that, you know, just putting it out there, America, you know, even though I'm victorious and all of that, but it's just part of the process. When we don't follow the direction and the instruction of God, we want to help people. Some people you can't help, America. Really. You want to do this and you're giving this, and then they want to run off with your vision, your dream, your heart, your money. And you're like, are you serious? Now, I didn't allow myself to be wounded from that. It's just that I said, okay, God, I know what's going on here. I heard you and I didn't know that. So I thank you for giving me another chance, another opportunity to get this thing right here that you want me to get right, so that I can go and flow in the next dimension and be who you call me to be in this season. But I just have to share that, because even though we are pillars and men and women of God, you know, in the world today, we still have to hear God, because we don't know everything. We are leaning and depending on the Holy Spirit in us. But sometimes we have those little unctions, or really we hear with our spiritual ears, you hear the Spirit tell you, do, don't, stop, go, you know, turn right, turn.
That's
and
right.
We ignore those things. And then we want to get mad at God when the harvest comes, unfruitful. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to share that because it is the power of our testimony that we overcome.
Yes.
You know, and you sharing your heart today, when you talk about the things that you've learned in the past and how the meat of this word is taking you and it's elevating, you know, and that's just beautiful.
And I'm learning who to cut off and who not to, who's serious, who's not, and those that are taking other people advantage of you, and they're not serious and they're playing, and I'm like, I'm learning to say no, because the word says, and if they're not speaking the word and they're not doing and they're not investing, then they're wasting your time, and it happens a lot, but now I know how to cut it off quick.
I'm recognize
learning.
It.
I recognize the Holy
it, yeah.
Spirit. Like you say, Holy Spirit will tell
yeah.
you, and you'll know as you continue to fall in love with Him. He will show you. And sometimes we learn the hard way, because I have.
And we still will. We'll still do some,
yeah.
you know, do some stuff that we don't, you know.
Yeah.
But with that, we'll do less of it.
Less.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And knowing that God
yeah.
is really talking to us, because we only want what God has. Because anything else, when people try to, they just want to say they want to bless you, this and that, they have that mindset. Well, you know what? It's another spirit. It comes another way. I want you to do this way, or a hidden agenda, or something that
yeah.
is not of God. That's not fruitful. You know what I'm saying?
And a lot of spirits. They want. I mean, people. They want. And when you tell them come to prayer, come to church, come to a Bible study, they don't want to come. But then they want you to give, and that's
because they want that microwave.
and how they're gonna grow?
Yeah. That's true.
How they're going to grow.
That's true.
They're going to trust on you and not on
and that's so true. So, America, y'all know what we're talking about. But y'all know how we do it. We're going to go to commercial, and we will be right back.
I won't miss you so much.
time, but we must be mindful that we can have bad food too, okay? And we can have good soil. So you just got to know what's going on, know what you're doing, and just consistently, see, that's that place of consistency. What did the Lord say to you, Laura?
On Sunday, to be committed and be consistent.
That's it. Committed and consistent. And that's just saying to me, sold out.
Yes. No matter what, who thinks what, or what I see, just do it.
Yeah, just do it.
And then he'll do the rest.
And then you crazy enough to believe it.
Because I know who I am.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I know who
that's
I am.
Saying. So that is so awesome. But what we're going to do, we did not get into the word today, so we're going to get into this, and we're going to just cruise in this word of God today. So, Laura, hit us up with Matthew 13, 8 through 11.
Okay. And the word of God, which is fire, says, but other seeds fell into good ground and produced a grain, 160 or 30 times as much. Whoever hears, whoever has an ear to hear, let him hear. Number 10, the disciples came and said to him, why do you speak to them in parables? He answered them, it is given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given.
Amen. So I tell you, just as you hear Jesus say that, I tell you, he always says that. And it's so amazing to hear him say that. But as you're reading in 8, but before that, when we were going from 4 to 8, it was talking about the wayward soil, it was talking about the stony soil, it was talking about the thorny soil. But here we're talking about the good soil. So can you imagine, America, when you have good seed and good soil? The harvest is plentiful. The fruit is bountiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it be your heart, your finances, your time, your energy, that all comes at 30, 60. Okay? Just knowing that. But I tell you, the Word of God, just, to break it down, it is vital that we examine our hearts in order to hear properly. In Luke 8 and 18, so write that scripture down in reference to it, Jesus says, pay attention to how you hear. Okay? We have to pay attention because Jesus didn't say, make sure that you hear. He said, pay attention. So that's death. He's talking to us about. And he also said, pay attention to how you hear. How are you hearing? Because sometimes you hear stuff running together. Only thing I want to work together is my blessing. Okay.
Yeah.
But the word of God is so powerful. It's like a two-edged sword.
Yeah.
And I'm just not trying to get cut. Okay.
That's right.
So.
You don't want to miss out on what he has
for you. That's so true. But with each type of the soils, we see that every one of them receives seed, whether it's wayward soil, whether it's thorny, whether it's, so we want to make sure that, and the seed is who we are, who our heart is, and then the word of God is the seed, that will produce what it produced in its own kind. That's what the word talks about in Genesis that the apostle shared with us today. We talked about a little bit of that with our studio audience that, commercial time is amazing.
Yes.
Real church commercial time.
Yes.
Just thought I'd put that out there. So, okay. That's so awesome, but what the word of God is telling us that the condition of our hearts determines the way that we hear. So maybe we have to read these and sing ourselves in one of those. And that reminded me of you, Laura, when you were talking about your past things you went through and how the word is really ministering to you today because you can connect with what God's telling you because of your experience. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, they become love letters. Oh,
yes.
My gosh.
Yes.
And they're awesome. They're alive, and they're fire.
I knew it was coming, America. I knew it was coming, okay? So it's just so amazing to hear that. But maybe your heart is like the trampled footpath. So that's talking about the way you're sold. You have been hardened.
Mm-hmm.
So we just encourage you today, moistening your soul. And when you do that, you can make room for good seed, because it's the bad seed that's hardened, the stone, and the wayward, the path people traveled on you. Go back and listen to the first topic, part of this topic, and we talked about that because we all all have been there and done that. And there will probably be some times when we come again, because see, when the enemy come that way, he's so deceptive and cunning, and they be wolves in sheep clothing, hidden agendas, and they come all kind of ways. But that's why we can't do ministry with our heart. We have to have a heart for ministry, but we can't do it with our heart because we get shredded.
And as you start getting the revelation and understanding, and you talk to God and you tell him what you expect. Like when I told him this year in January, I said, God, I want to meet sold out people for Jesus, that they're serious about your business, so your will be done, and there's going to be manifestations. People are going to be healed. Talents are going to be revealed, and others that don't know about their talents, and just so much. And I said, God, I'm not asking, I'm expecting that you're going to lead me to those sold out warriors, women of God. And then boom, I met you a week later, and had the shirt that says sold out for Jesus. And I'm like,
yes, yeah, she did. You know? She did. And fell to the floor. She was animated, y'all. She was so animated.
Because he answered my prayer.
I know, girl. I feel you.
And okay. The more I get to know you, it's like.
It's like looking in the mirror.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's just sold out.
Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's so funny because you know how they always say everybody has a twin in the world? You know, but they be talking about the lookalike. But I'm telling you, America, this is my twin. Because I'm older than her, so obviously when God made her, he was thinking about me.
Okay. And you love people, and you're real, and you keep it real. And when you're not real, when you're real about struggles, you're real because we all have them. You know, we keep it real, and you love people. You want to help women. You want to help people with their talents, and you want to teach the word, and that's my heart.
Amen.
And that's why I thank God that I met you and Anthony and every other warrior that's here in this mansion.
Amen.
Because there's a lot of warriors here.
Amen.
And then we have our audience,
yeah,
you know, and God's connecting with people that are sold out.
Yeah.
Perfect, we're not, but we're sold out.
We
and
are.
We're going to get right.
We are sold out, America. So trust me, we have the t-shirts and we also the bling of the earth. Wow, we sold out. We got the t-shirt and we got the word. So, I mean, just representing it. I just want to say that it just so blessed me. One of my sisters at my church, her name is Shaka Williams. She's amazing, beautiful. Her and her husband in ministry, and they have their own, prayer line. That, you know, you've seen them. So they do that. It's called Our Power. But they did their little vacation this week at the Holy Land.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming, y'all. I'm going to be
right
behind you.
I'm going, too.
So it was so amazing to see her in her pictures, you know, like they do. And she was representing her bling of the earth.
I comment.
Did you say that?
I comment.
Look at you. I see you, girl. I see you. Just let everybody in Florida know that you are the bling of the earth.
I said, I love the shirt.
Yeah, just representing the bling of the earth. You know, the women that are pillowing her and her women's ministry, because her and I, she's my chair, co-chair, whatever we are doing in our ministry at our church, we are doing it together. But just to see her represent me like that in a whole nother state, that just like, girl, hold on, let me get the right hand. Salute you, Shaka. All right, now, I just had to do that. We have to give people their flowers while they live, you know, because the struggle is real, America. You know, we ain't always been saved and walking out in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Because it still takes me now a lot to not just bust people in the back or in the neck or just, you know, I'm just keeping it real because people will offend you. But the word of God says, pray for those who spitefully use you. So I said, I hear you, Lord. So when I hit my knees at night, I have to do that first. Take care of those people because we want to win their heart.
Yes.
To the King. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. So I just love that, and I just want to just make sure you all know our heart.
Yes.
And this is our seed to you that we are here representing the King, the Kingdom. We know the cause of this is for you all to be saturated today in this amazing Word of God. And we're just saturating in Matthew 13. Be encouraged. So please go back and read 1-58, where the Lord is going to break that down for you. For you to have a different heartbeat for yourself, for the people you're connected to, and for the world today. So that's one of the things about ministry that we love. We just love being sold out and radical and all over the place. And we have liberty.
Yes.
We have freedom.
Yes, freedom.
And we're free. agreed to do that, and I was looking at a segment, I think it was on Billy Graham's show, which his son Franklin Graham does now, and they go all over the world. You know, the Samaritan's Purse, they have their own little ministry, a big ministry, anyway. And just to listen to these people in other countries that are being killed because they love God. And America, that's why we're talking to America, yes. Because when we have liberty to love
God,
oh my gosh, these people are threatened and beat and terrorized, and most of them die because they love God.
Yes.
That just, you know, I don't even have no more words to tell you the depth of how free we are and being in America, that we have the liberty to be. Every day we can run to the floor.
Yes.
Every day we can talk to God. And not have to hide and do it and just, oh my God.
And that's why I tell God, don't let me take that for granted. That's why I'm not ashamed. And that's why I enter His presence. That's why I want to shout it out to the whole world, because we have that.
We do. And she do, America. That's what she do. Yes, very radical. It's just so amazing. And I love that. That's just one of the greatest characteristics that you have. I love that. I can say I'm in love with that part of you, that you are totally sold out. You know that you paid the price for us to be able to do that, but you represent, you're such a great representative of the kingdom of God and your sisters, and everything about you is so genuine. And I just love that about you, and to feel me in that place, because I'm sold out like that.
Yeah.
But to see somebody else that just really don't care what nobody thinks or nobody says, and see when you can get past that place of caring what people think.
And you're going to please Papa.
That's it. Abba. Abba.
Father.
Yes.
Sweet Daddy.
He is. He's so amazing. But I just thank God for that. Mm-hmm. Our family. It's brand new family. It's brand new love. It's brand new everything about us. Brand new. So, you know, because we're new creators.
Hey.
We will rejoice and be glad in it.
Right, girl? Yes. What are you talking about?
So we are so glad, and we just thank God for paying the price.
Yeah.
For, and He paid it in full. That we can have freedom and liberty and love.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't even say the pursuit of happiness. So we are pursuing happiness, but real joy comes from the Lord.
Yeah.
The joy of the Lord is our strength. It really is. And we just want to encourage the world today to know that you can be sold out.
Yeah.
So Mr. Graphics is here today. He's going to hook us up. We're going to show a little bit of, uh-oh, America.
So
see what I'm, woo! So down with the bling and all
the neon colors.
Look at that. Oh, my gosh. So he is, so look at her. Oh,
woo!
Y'all, this is real. It's going down.
It's going down.
Uh-oh, girl. Okay, let's see this. ASAP. Always play, always
pray.
Okay?
All right. That's
beautiful. Just beautiful.
All
so listen,
right.
We ain't playing. This is real.
Yeah.
I know y'all like, why them girls getting all excited just over some T-shirts? But it's not about the T-shirts. It's about the kingdom strand.
We're glorifying the King of Kings,
oh,
the Lord, Lord.
Oh my God! Oh, y'all don't see this? So this is a silver bullet. This is a silver bullet. Yes, it's a silver bullet, America. Yeah, I know.
Oh
it's
my
a silver
gosh!
Bullet. Okay, this is a silver bullet. So don't be mad when y'all see me in that. Okay, next week, get ready for the silver bullet, America. I'm so excited, Gerald.
Yes.
So listen, America. You guys want to get some T-shirts? Come on, man.
Yes.
We got it going on. We are representing the kingdom.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
We are representing the kingdom, and this is the man who comes in and helps us do this in a spirit of excellence.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, and we be having people pull us over. Sold out. You sold out to Jesus?
Yes.
And you can be sold out too. And you can be the bling of the earth.
That's
so
right.
I'm telling you, this is how we do it, and we roll it like that. So be encouraged this week, because it's an amazing week. We thank God for the rain that we got. We just continue to pray for those people that were in the harm's way of the tornadoes and all that. And we just ask that the Lord would deal with the insurance companies because they could be a trip, America.
Yes.
So we just asking Him to go before you and make the way straight.
Thank you,
that things will be taken care of in Jesus' name. So we pray that for you today in the world, especially those people in Mansfield and on Matlock. We pray a special prayer for you today that the Lord will take care of that for you. Because you know what? When you pay your money for years and all this insurance stuff and something happens, they want to deny you. But guess what? The devil is alive.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So go get your blessing. Like Mary, Mary said, can we pay that? No, just so just be encouraged, America. We love you all and know that. And we're going to sign out for my morning show. So be encouraged to tune in next week, 10 a.m., y'all know we're rolling up on Resurrection Sunday.
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to be talking a lot about what God has done for us so that we can be like, we pretty much just talking about that already. You know, He paid it in full so that we can do this.
Yes.
So we can just, you know, shout out to the world
of
how great God is and how great it is doing life with these amazing people and having great relationships. And you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And coming up. You know, and elevating one another and representing. I know what it's all about. So have a sultry day, and we will be back next week.
Thank you.
Yes.